Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Tuning in, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. So on radio, especially when you're on terrestrial stations out in multiple cities, you can't cuss. So I was, I've had to go through extensive training to not say bad words on air. But I got to tell you, yesterday on TV, in these news outlets in primetime, you were hearing some cuss words. And I took a double take because multiple people were cussing, even Senator Lindsey Graham. So obviously the big story of the day was President Trump has been indicted on 30 counts of business fraud. And there's a lot of questions and anxiety about this, as many Democrats are concerned if this doesn't go through fruition and if these are misdemeanors and statutes of limitations don't apply, you know, is that going to hurt them in the next election? Republicans obviously worried because, you know, it's hard to run for office. You can still run for office, but it's hard to run for office while you are dealing with all this, not to mention the financial, the wear and tear, the strain. And so it's an anxiety produce. And now some people are like, oh, yay, this is amazing. Look, this is history. I look at it as a cluster and a half, but you know, that's just me. So what we know is President Trump has been indicted by a grand jury on 30 counts of business fraud. Some people are a little confused as to what that is and why it's happening now and not back in 2016. Well, apparently there is a statute of limitations, I think anywhere from 2 to 5 years for some of these counts. But if corporate payments are disguised as something else, it's, I guess, in New York law, a misdemeanor. But if it's tied to something federal, such as mismanagement of campaign funds, bringing in the Stormy Daniels case, then they could upgrade the misdemeanor to something higher if it was for another crime. Now, I'm no legal expert. You guys might know more about this than I do. So that's where, you know, I know people are asking. I don't understand why in 2023, when this was something pre-2016. Because apparently they believe that they could link the two. Now, the case, from what I understand, is going to have a lot of obstacles because Michael Cohen, who I think is their chief witness, he's already had issues with the law, issues with his prior testimony, and there's evidence saying that he was not paid for the Stormy Daniels sort of hush money story, which, again, $130,000, you think hush money would be a little bit more? So it does seem a little odd, but 30 counts is a lot of counts to go through. So people have asked, is President Trump going to be handcuffed? Is there going to be a perp law? No. So from what I understand with Secret Service will not allow a former president who they're trying to protect to be in a situation where he could be attacked or he could be unable to defend himself or they defend him. So they're not going to handcuff him. Also, President Trump is not being indicted on a violent crime. He's not a flight risk. So he's not going to spend any time in jail. He's going to go in. They aren't going to publicize this. It's not going to be on camera. He's going to go in. He's going to be given a list. Barely it's sealed right now, so we don't know the 30 accusations and the 30 charges. But he'll be given that. They will do a mugshot. He is going to be fingerprinted, no strip search, nothing like that. And then he will leave. the case can take months to years. So many people who have been asking if Trump can run, he can still run. Even if he's found guilty, he could still run. It does get a little murky because there's a bunch of cases going on against him. And I've never seen anything like this. I just haven't. And, you know, having to do with the Capitol riots, having to do with him wanting to overturn the election. And so that could also interfere when you have these cases that could be conflicting, that could be you have state case here, federal case here. And so, you know, he looks like he's this could go a couple different ways, and it could definitely go in his favor if people feel that he is being vilified for his beliefs and for him being Trump. So the case, if it does progress, can take months to years. So this is something that is going. If you thought the drama ended with, you know, it's not. It is going to go on. So I'm no legal expert. You guys might know more. With something like this, I don't know much about corporate funds. I don't own a corporation. For them to prove that Trump deliberately tried to be involved in this, you know, if he has this plausible deniability, saying the attorney, because where they want to get him is these were all labeled legal expenses. So if his people said, but he paid the lawyer, somebody has to prove there was intent, that this was all a scheme. And that's hard. The burden of proof is on the prosecution. And so where I stand with this is if somebody broke the law, our law gets followed. Our law gets enforced, but equally. And what I don't want to see happen, and I get law is art. I get that there is a lot of choreography, and you can take pieces of the law and put it together and, you know, make a case. And I appreciate the beauty of law and what some lawyers do with only it's like a chef that only has a few ingredients, and then they're able to make this whole dinner or souffle. You know, there's an art to law. But what I don't want to see is where you have one criminal over here, one criminal over here, or an innocent person over here, innocent person over here, and somebody is trying to, well, what can we do? What can we get them on? What can we pull and piece together? So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this, but I'll give you guys updates as we get them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams, but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, we'll get back to the topic of Trump, but I want to get to some medical headlines. I can't use a lot of your messages, guys. We cannot say the S word, the BS word. We can't say those words on air, but I do appreciate your responses. Any of them, please bring them. Keep them clean, though, if you can, especially if we're going to play them on air or interview you on air. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have said from the beginning that COVID didn't start in December of 2019 or January 2020, where this had to have, especially since by the time it made it to America, it had to have taken months. And if there was a lab leak, which I believe, even if it was accidental, doesn't necessarily have to have been malicious, but if there was a lab leak, it had to have probably happened. The first initial exposure, about four and a half months from when we started to see cases. Well, we had some evidence in, I believe it was Southern California, when they looked back at samples, that we might have had COVID here in November of 2019. So that would then bring us to August of 2019, where the lab leak could have happened. Well, we have a little bit more evidence now, we're being told, coming from Germany. And there was a gentleman in December of 2019 who possibly had COVID based on his symptoms. Remember, we didn't test it. We didn't get tests till later into the pandemic, spring of 2020. So some evidence shows that it might have already been spreading in Germany in 2019, end of 2019, which again, by the time it got to Germany from Beijing, or by the time it got to America from Wuhan, I should say, the timeline's still pretty accurate. Had to have started back in the summer, or the late summer, early fall. So Xi Jinping's regime and the Wuhan lab, they're trying to bring up it came from dogs or bats or raccoons or whatever the heck. But doctors in Berlin treated a man who was 71 years old. And when they look back at the CAT scans, they look very similar to the destruction that COVID did. Now, they say medics from Charité Universitat Medizin re-examined the case, and now they can see, well, it's obvious, or, well, it looks obvious COVID, even though they can't necessarily go and test. Although, if they do have any samples from him, they might be able to. They said they wanted to see whether the virus was circulating prior to Germany's first official case recorded in January. Now, the man has not been identified. He was admitted to the hospital with pneumonia of an unknown cause. Now, this was end of December 2019. He was in poor condition, elevated heart rate, blood pressure, and a fever. The medics noted he was overweight, a smoker, and had previously suffered a stroke. But he had not been overseas recently. Now, this is a case report published in Journal of Medical Case Reports. CT scans of his lungs indicated a potential viral infection of unknown origin, with tests for pathogen capable of causing pneumonia coming up negative. So all his cultures, his bacterial cultures, negative. But the scans show a pattern of damage familiar to millions of us doctors. This kind of, we call a crazy paving style, or a sort of lattice that you see on CT scan of the lungs. So authors wrote, considering the CT findings, it is likely that our patient is one of the earliest cases of COVID in Germany. This case suggests that COVID was already spreading in Germany December 2019. To me, this isn't really that earth-shattering, because we were grappling with this in the end of December. I think we've had cases in November 2019. I don't know of any cases earlier than that from my end, because I would be taking care of patients online. I said, it sounds like flu. They're like, my flu is negative, and their symptoms, and I don't have the same sort of data as CTs because I was doing telemedicine, but we had identified that there was something other than flu going on. But we were like, well, maybe your flu test is wrong, or maybe this is bacterial pneumonia. So then when we were told, guys, it's COVID, we're like, oh, okay, so that's what's been going on the last few weeks or months. Well, somebody coming into the hospital December 30th of 2019 isn't that earth-shattering. But China only acknowledged the infection of December 8th, 2019. So for China, with all their advancement in medicine, and then being one of the world leaders in medicine, they were only able to detect what was going on by December 2019. And then they reported the first case to the World Health Organization December 31st. Still questioning where the World Health Organization was in all of this, but they were notified on New Year's Eve. The patient did have to be put on a ventilator. 4 days after admission, his condition deteriorated. He was in the hospital. He was for 5 days on a ventilator, but he was able to recover, discharged January 28th, a whole month after his initial admission. Amazing, considering we didn't have COVID treatment, and he had a history of a stroke and multiple other medical conditions. He did, however, die in April of 2020. No known cause being reported. So the authors state that the case is adding to the growing body of evidence suggesting COVID was spreading in several European countries in late 2019. They say the virus was detected in wastewater samples in Italy in December 2019, 2 months before the first official COVID diagnosis in the country. Separate analyses have found blood samples used in an Italian lung cancer screening trial in October 2019 that later tested positive for coronavirus. So if COVID was found in Italy in October, again, we're looking at 6-8 weeks of travel for these viruses to spread and get to people. I seriously think August of 2019 was roughly when this happened. Did anybody look at the employment logs? Did anybody look at what was done? We aren't going to get that still. I don't think we'll ever know. So I think it's helpful that doctors are looking back and they're seeing, you know, what came. It's fairly easy. If we're all electronic records now, you could go back and look at pneumonia cases. You could easily filter, look at pneumonia cases or ventilator cases or ICU cases in January 2020, December 2019, November 2019, October 2019, and see if they had that pattern. Now, mind you, sometimes, you know, these illnesses could look similar, but COVID did have some unique CAT scan looks and findings. And in absence of another cause, like streptococcal pneumonia or H flu or influenza or any other test being positive, you know, we could probably assume that this was this was circulating. And so why does this keep coming up? I mean, I don't think this is new news, but I think with all the evidence that we are starting to accrue, we could very easily pinpoint when the leak happened. If we are going with the leak theory, not everybody is saying that's what happened. Now, many, I think the World Health Organization immediately reversed that thought. It took until September 2022 for Lancet to admit that, and I believe they and other journals had dismissed it early on. But what happened in Wuhan, this doesn't have to be about, okay, China, you need to be punished. That's not what this is about. What it's about is if there were some bad slipshod protocols in that lab that are being done in other labs, if there is a process, a protocol that apparently left room for something like this to happen, then all other labs across the globe need to know that this is where a vulnerability may lie. COVID could have outsmarted the lab. Now, if somebody dropped a whole bunch of samples and nobody wants to say anything, well, then, you know. But if this was preventable, I mean, all labs need to check themselves right now. And remember, this is technically China's, if this does end up proving to be another leak, this is China's third leak of SARS. 2002, Singapore ruled the first SARS outbreak was a leak from a lab, and then people died in China, a few of them, from the lab in 2004 when SARS leaked. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA News Update. A 20-year employee of the San Jose, California Police Officers Association has been charged in a scheme to distribute drugs, including fentanyl. Joanne Segovia, the union's executive director, was charged with importing illegal synthetic opioid drugs from overseas. Sean Pritchard on ABC 7 is president of the San Jose Police Officers Association.
Shocked, became saddened. And as the days have gone by, I'm at a place where I'm angry.
Former President Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday. The complaint is sealed at this time. District Attorney Alvin Bragg is being accused of playing politics since the federal government opted not to bring charges. Former Vice President Mike Pence also calls this action an outrage.
Of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is an outrage.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dunkadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this is a listener does not want to come on air, but wants me to talk about how to get over the anxiety, how to deal with the frustration of what's been happening over the last few days. So here's the thing. All right, first and foremost is get politics out of your life for at least a good part of the day. All right, politics is designed to be polarizing. Politics is designed to be anxiety producing. A lot of us have anxiety. And I get it. And it's okay. If you want to have a pity party, we can have a pity party. And I don't say that in a bad way. Okay? If we want to take a minute and go, you know, things suck. The economy sucks. Possible war with China and Putin, Iran, North Korea might want to, you know, jump on in because they always seem to be like wanting attention. An impending war. the healthcare system, thinking you'll have a hospital bed with your name on it, not having a lot of access to pain medication and worried about being in pain or currently being in pain, health issues, pain issues, weather issues. We got tornadoes ripping through the Midwest. We got politics and some people hating where this country's going, other people hating where the country's been. Just it's not a very happy time. I get it. It's okay. And it is totally okay to say things suck. Now, me, I always feel a little guilty when I do that. So I immediately go, okay, well, we're still living. I got my family, thank God. You know, the family that's left. I have a roof over my head. I have a job. So whenever I do that, you know, I immediately feel guilty, and I'm like, well, let me be grateful. But it's okay to have a pity party. And in fact, I think it's therapeutic. And, you know, whether it's you hanging out with your friends, saying, can we just talk about how much it sucks? Or, you know, it's fun. I think it's very therapeutic. I think it helps you open up what your fears are, helps you exchange ideas. You know, every time I complain about, you know, how I don't have enough to retire, somebody always suggests something that they did. I'm like, well, that might be a good idea. So I think it is absolutely okay to evaluate. I mean, I know they didn't want us doing that during the whole COVID mandate, vaccine mandate, but I think it's absolutely okay to question, am I doing this right? Am I not doing this right? What could I do better? And I also advocate for everybody to see a counselor or a therapist, even if you don't feel you have mental illness, because it doesn't hurt to say, look, this is how my day went. The in-laws are coming over for Easter. What am I going to, you know, they drive me crazy. You know, this happened at work. Am I processing it right or not? I think it's completely fine. You also don't want to put your head in the sand. So if I say, look, you know, have your pity party, complain about it, get out of your system and move on with your life, that might be good advice, but it might not be practical for everybody because the politics are still there. The taxes are still there. The immigration problems, the national security problems, they're still there. And the reason why people are frustrated is because they don't feel like they have any control. They don't feel like they have any input. You know, having a problem at work, it stinks, but you can control it. You can leave that job. Ultimately, you do have some control. You can leave that job. You can tell that manager off. You can ask for a transfer. With money problems stink, but you can move to a smaller, cheaper place. You can combine incomes or combine living with, get some roommates. Yeah, you can, make some adjustments. Let's just, you know, try and use one car, public transportation. I'm not saying that's always the easiest thing to do, but you always have options. With politics, you don't seem like you have options. Everybody say, well, vote. Many of us don't think our vote counted. Heck, I was purged from the system in my county where I vote. And they go, did you ever vote in this county? I go, I've been voting since the 90s. What are you talking about? So when you feel like you don't have control, it does make you nervous. Now, you're seeing protests as it relates to Trump. You have anti-Trump protesters out there, and you have pro-Trump protesters. I don't mind protesters. I think it's a very, very healthy way to express any anger you have or concerns you have, make you feel like you're being heard, like you made a difference, and that you have some control. I think peaceful assembly, peaceful protests, it's our God-given right, and it's protected by the Constitution. So I'm fine with that. It going violent. It's starting to destroy public property and hurting others. It's shooting an officer in the head like what happened to us in Las Vegas, Nevada. No. Oh, hell no. But peaceful protests? Absolutely. So if you feel like, you feel like that it's beyond control and you know, you're worried that you know, anybody who would side with Trump is now going to be vilified, and you feel like you want to do something, you can. You could get politically active. For those of you who feel Trump went too long before being indicted, again, you could be politically active. But the point I want to make is you're living, you have only one life. And March 31st only lasts 24 hours. Then we have April 1st. We have only a month coming. And politics will always be there. But your life won't be always there. March 2023 is going to be gone. Now, some of you are like, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, and I know, guys, I know, we haven't even gotten to April, and it's been a cluster and a half. But, you know, you only have one life to live. So when stuff is going on around you that you think is Armageddon, you know, go to your family. Give them a hug. You know, love your partner. You know, try to enjoy the time you have. Because there will always be mayhem. There's always going to be chaos. There's always going to be things that don't go your way. I'm a Cowboy fan. Right? I mean, there's always going to be somebody else winning the Super Bowl. I mean, I just, it's just the reality. I'm not going to get depressed over it. I love the Cowboys. Hopefully this is going to be their year. 2023-2024 season, but somebody else usually will win the Super Bowl. It's okay. My candidate might not win the presidency. That happens. And we don't teach people how to lose. We don't teach people how to deal with the loss. We will all experience loss. But you don't want to let that consume you. Now, we got a lot of snow in our area. So, again, I'm taking the kids, and we're going hiking. I love hiking in the snow, seeing some of the waterfalls as the snow melts. There's a lot going on. But for me to sit home and worry about everything going on, you know, it doesn't help. I'm going to do my part. Now, I'm going to help people from a healthcare standpoint. I'm going to help people from an emotional standpoint. I'm going to pay my taxes. I'm going to make, how I feel known, so hopefully politicians hear. But at the end of the day, I got to live life. And I'm here on Earth not to stop daylight savings time changes or not to make sure more people donate blood, but I'm here on this Earth for my children, for my husband, for my mom, for my friends. So don't forget you have other jobs to do. And envelop yourself in that. Submerge in the good of life. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road.
So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One-eight-seven-seven-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, no surprise here. After the World Health Organization had given us some guidelines on vaccines and in terms of the boosters, and they had said healthy children and young adults might be in the lower priority group, especially teens and healthy kids, they could still get the vaccine if they want to, but based on there being availability, we might want to consider states or countries that have those at higher risk to get them first. The World Health Organization Strategic Advisory Group of experts on immunization, known as SAGE, had updated their guidance on Tuesday with the roadmap defining three priority groups, high, medium, and low, based on risk of severe disease and death. So kids between 6 months old and 17 years old are deemed low priority. Now, they do think that the traditional essential vaccines that they get, like rotavirus, measles, polio, pneumococcal, tetanus, have a greater impact. And so they've updated it to reflect the population and, you know, let's say adults under 60. If you are a healthy adult under the age of 60, you're in a medium priority. They do recommend the full vaccine series and one booster dose, but they don't recommend additional boosters. They recommend primary series and first booster doses for the medium priority group. And even though they say the boosters are safe, just like in the children age group, they do not routinely recommend recurrent boosters. Why? Because of low public health returns. They say countries should consider their specific context in deciding whether to continue vaccinating low-risk groups like healthy children and adolescents while not compromising the routine vaccines that are so crucial for the health and well-being of this age group. Why is this being brought up? Well, after the whole COVID vaccine debacle, you had a lot of parents pull their kids out of school, and they're pulling their kids out of school for other reasons, curriculum, things like that. But then they're not bringing their kids in for the regular vaccines. They're using telemedicine. Like, you know what, I'm just going to hold off injecting my kids with anything. If we think the CDC was wrong about the COVID vaccine, this is what a parent could think, then how do we know they're not wrong about the other vaccines? So there's a lot of mistrust. You know, personally, I encourage the pediatric vaccines, vaccine regimen, but as we're going to talk about, we have a lot of vaccine fatigue. Those who are high risk, immunocompromised, those with medical comorbidities, those who work in the healthcare field are considered in the high-risk group, and they are recommended to get the regular boosters 6 months to a 12 months after their initial booster. Well, even though in America the CDC had recommended every few months to get a booster because of waning immunity, we aren't really seeing a lot of people jump and get the COVID booster. I did. I got the COVID booster, so I can very accurately tell you all what it did. I can say, with all honesty, I felt like crap. I had it done on my left arm at the same time as my flu shot. My chest hurt for over a month. Had to postpone my mammogram twice. Had underarm swelling, breast swelling. So I did not like the side effects that I got, but on the flip side, I didn't get COVID. Bunch of people got COVID. In my neck of the woods, we still have COVID. And I didn't get it again. And that was one of the reasons why I got the booster, because COVID kicked my butt this last summer. So would I get the vaccine again? I don't know. I like the idea of, you know, my getting my flu shot and getting an updated COVID vaccine, but they're not going to probably update them again. I think they're going to keep, when studies have found that the booster didn't do that much more for Omicron or for the new variants than the original did, it left people mixed. I would prefer to see an updated one because I think we always have new strains. And now they're saying there's a new strain going on in Asia, and, you know, but I don't know if I'm really that excited about getting another booster. I mean, that, for a month, I was struggling. Not cool. But that was me. Other people, they get the booster, like, it's fine. I'm fine. And I feel that way, knock on wood, the flu shot. I've been getting the flu shot now for over 20 years. Now, I hope that doesn't change. Once you develop an allergy or an intolerance, sometimes now that plagues you. But I could get the flu shot and not notice a thing. Some of you will get the flu shot. I have family members that get the flu shot. They feel they get sick from it. So, to each their own. This should be a personal choice. Nobody should mandate it. So, a study has looked at the COVID vaccine fatigue. And it was published in the journal Nature Medicine. It was led by researchers from the Medical University of Vienna. They surveyed 6,300 people in Austria and Italy. And they found that respondents' readiness to get vaccinated on a scale from 0 to 10 was low. 5.8 in Italy and 5.3 in Austria. Now, the participants answered questions about vaccine-related costs, communication, incentives, emerging variants of the virus, and vaccine requirements. And so, the fatigue, American Medical Association defines vaccine fatigue as unwillingness or inaction toward vaccine information or instruction due to perceived burden or burnout. And in the U.S., evidence of vaccine fatigue, is prevalent in that we aren't seeing people go and get their boosters. I'm not surprised. When the vaccines first became available, there was a wave of people lining up. A lot of enthusiasm, and it's because people were scared. And then by September 1, 2022, 79.2% of Americans had gotten at least one dose. 67.8% completed their full primary series. But then there was a huge, sharp drop-off with boosters. As of last week, only 16.4% of Americans were current with their updated bivalent booster dose. Why? Well, there's low trust in medical institutions and governments. People are getting a little nervous about injecting themselves. COVID isn't appearing to be as deadly. It still kills, but not as deadly to the general population that was once feared. And so, you know, what does that mean? Well, what that means is the cost is going to go up. You know, the vaccine companies have made the shot. The shot gets thrown out if it's not used, and they are going to recuperate the price. So the prices are going to go up. We're going to probably not see free shots much longer. There might be, for some populations, but it is going to probably start to carry a cost. We're also going to see, I think, COVID change a little bit. It might take advantage. I mean, I think a lot of us are already, pretty immune from our natural immunity, not to mention that, plus the vaccine. But we might see the virus start to outsmart us a little bit. And so one of the main reasons I got it was when I was on, in media, so I wanted to tell you what the booster was like for me. But the second reason was I didn't like getting COVID. I don't like how I felt. So for those people who really feel the vaccine is preventing them from getting COVID, they're going to get it. But for those people that got vaccinated and still got hit with COVID, like I did, I got hit with COVID twice despite being vaccinated. Many people are thinking that maybe I'll pass. So one of you had asked what are the numbers of people getting the booster in this particular study or based on this report, about 16% of the American population went and got boosters. So it's definitely interesting. So how we move forward? Well, all right, what we need to do is we got bigger, badder health threats coming our way. So what the government has to do is rethink their mandates and rethink, how they submit, how they educate the public. Because if, God forbid, we get Ebola or something worse and we need to vaccinate people, we need them on board. We don't need vaccine fatigue then. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.